Have you ever considered that whether an action looks normal or not actually depends on whether the people around you can hear the music being played? On the morning of the 13th of June, I opened my computer to run some tests, and Fable simply wouldn't launch. When I looked into it, I found that the day before, the US government had invoked national security grounds to issue an export control order, requiring Anthropic to shut down two models, Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Overnight, users around the world lost access entirely. What troubled me most was the so-called jailbreak evidence the government cited verbally. All it amounted to was asking the model to read a piece of code, identify vulnerabilities, and assist in patching them. That is basic work that security engineers do every single day. Anthropic pointed out that the vulnerabilities in question were already known and minor, and that other publicly available models could do the same thing without any jailbreaking at all. In other words, what was being treated as a national security threat was not some crossed red line, it was intelligence itself. I personally burned through roughly $150 over 2 days of testing, and then the tool simply vanished. A project left suspended halfway through. In that moment, I genuinely understood, in a way I hadn't before, that regulatory uncertainty is not an abstract debate on paper. It can reach directly into your work and bring it to a halt, so the person dancing is not necessarily the one who has lost their mind. Most of the time, the people around them simply haven't heard the music yet, and I try to remind myself that I, too, could be one of those who cannot hear it.